The criticism was very high, especially from the opposition MDC, sharing the government with Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF. And I think the visit by Ahmed Inkatha to Harare was something that will actually bring a lot of hiccups within the power-sharing government.
What has Mr. Tsvangirai said since the visit?
Initially, he did not say anything really, but his party issued a lot of statements, one of which was that the visit by Ahmadinejad was weakening the power-sharing government that has been put in place.
What can Mr. Mugabe gain from this trip from Iran in terms of economic support?
Well, you know, Mugabe has launched his so-called Lucas policy, where he's seeking a lot of support from Asian countries after the United States and the Britain, especially the European Union, imposed some restriction on his government. So he's looking out to Asia for support, especially when it comes to finance and technical support to develop his country. So he's getting a lot of finance from countries in Asia, as opposed to getting them, say, from the Bretton Woods institutions such as World Bank or the IMF or maybe the European Union.
And will relations with Iran increase the likelihood that Zimbabwe will be able to secure greater loans?
It will. To some extent, it will, because Robert Mugabe has launched his own strategy on the way he is looking out for support. He's in a power-sharing government with a man that never thought one day stand side to side and their country. So he's trying to hold grip to the country, say, from Asia, to gain both political support, to get economic support, now that he's under restriction or sanctions, say, from the West and the United States, as well as the EU and IMF.
Although the nuclear program that Iran is pursuing did not come up on the public agenda, do you think that it could have come up in private discussions?
Absolutely. I'm sure it must have been one of the major issues that was being discussed. You know, Africa is at the moment facing a critical shortage of energy, and maybe nuclear energy would be one area that Robert Mugabe and Ahmadinejad might have discussed.
Uranium is something that is said to be very much on the mind of Iran's leader, and Zimbabwe seems to have it. Do you believe Zimbabwe has it to sell?
Might do that. When somebody is desperate to have, for example, resources, they can do anything. Uranium is being actually explored, and in most African countries, even Zimbabwe has quite sufficient deposit of uranium. Probably that is one thing that might have triggered Ahmadinejad's visit. We have heard, you know, countries, for example, like China, that are heading towards Africa to get a lot of raw materials to use within their industries. So probably that visit by Mr. Ahmadinejad would be one way of trying to look out for resources and maybe penetrate Africa for more uranium.
Now, Mr. Ahmadinejad also appeared at the opening of Zimbabwe's trade fair. Did it attract southern African countries like Zambia, for example?
Okay, trade fairs from within Africa, they usually attract neighboring countries. This happens whether there is a special guest or not. But what usually happens is that all trade fairs are usually opened by a foreign head of state. You might see a Zambian head of state go to Lesotho, to Swaziland, South Africa, or a South African president maybe go to Namibia and open a trade fair. But within the trade fair, you find exhibitors from other countries within the region. So there was an exhibitor at the trade fair in Zimbabwe that was actually opened by Ahmadinejad. They come to exhibit and showcase their produce, their products, and whatever innovation that they have come forth with.
Is there any indication that Mr. Ahmadinejad was able to negotiate any other trade deals with other southern African nations that might have been in attendance at the trade fair?
Definitely. You know, Africa has got a lot of resources, but they don't have the technical knowledge, machinery to make the product into finished products. So they have, for example, they can have uranium. They have special metals. Zambia is a good example. They have copper. But then they cannot make it into final material. So basically, if they have such resources, then they don't know how to make it into finished products. They will definitely be desperate or speak to people that have got the resources, as well as the equipment or the machinery to make into a final product. So you might have discuss those issues with different individual countries or maybe representatives that were in attendance at the trade fair in Zimbabwe.
Now, the UN Security Council is considering sanctions against Iran, and Uganda holds one of the rotating seats on the Security Council at the present time. Uganda is another country visited by President Ahmadinejad. What can Uganda and Zimbabwe do to help ease the crisis between Iran and Western countries over Iran's determination to pursue a nuclear buildup?
Uganda has got at least the power to do that. Zimbabwe, I don't think there is anything they can do at the moment. You know, it might have a small voice, But if it can speak anti, probably that would change and shape the way Iran and the West are loggerhead at the moment.
Uganda also is reported to possess some 2 billion barrels of oil, reportedly in its northwestern Lake Albert region. What kind of promises for building a refinery could Uganda benefit from? And do you think oil came up in discussions in Zimbabwe with Iran also, which is a major oil producer?
Definitely, Africa has got a lot of resources of rich oil, which has created a lot of problems, especially in the Niger Delta, in the Sudan. It places where there's oil, there's oil conflict. Places where there's raging mineral resources or maybe natural resources. And people that have got the financial capacity, the financial machinery that is capable of making something out of it, they can actually dictate and win the support. China is a very good example that has penetrated Africa slowly but surely. It is taking over almost each and every country in Africa. I'm sure Iran has seen that there is a lot of raw materials within Africa, and I'm sure it is trying to get as much as it can, win the support of African countries, get the raw materials and take it back to probably its nuclear program. It might have these enormous nuclear plants within its country and trying to enrich itself with a lot of nuclear energy, nuclear weapons. So it wants to get as many resources from different sources within Africa. So the oil in Uganda might have been one of the things that was discussed, as well as in Zimbabwe.
Do you see any friction developing between Britain and Zimbabwe over possible sympathy for Iran during the latest visit to Zimbabwe?
Friction has always been there, and I'm sure it will just be heightened even more. You know, Britain and Zimbabwe have not been the best of friends in the past, and with a power-sharing government in between, I think it is a bit of a disadvantage on Zimbabwe-Britain relations. The visit by Ahmadinejad to Zimbabwe might have been actually a hitch on relations between Zimbabwe and Britain, because the friction has always been there and it's getting worse here and here. Sometimes it's much down, but I don't think the visit by Ahmadinejad had anything between Britain and Zimbabwe.
Did Mr. Ahmadinejad give any indications of other African countries other than Zimbabwe and Uganda that he planned to visit?
Well, I didn't get to see the itinerary, but it was mentioned, I think, about 5 different countries he was eyeing to visit. The locations were and details of those countries were not given. So as far as I'm concerned, I was only sure of Zimbabwe as well as Uganda.